Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hey, Kate.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Good. Just enjoying this long weekend, holiday weekend that we're recording. It's Saturday. Obviously, you guys will hear this Monday morning, but I was in New York City for the holiday. What did you do? Tell us all about it.
I went home to Kansas City for the holiday. You know, me and my girl Taylor, we like to spend Thanksgiving in Kansas City.
Yes. So, yes. How was that?
This is where we go.
What'd you guys do? Nothing to report.
Let's see, a few things I did when I was home. Watched some new content that I can talk about. Well, first I watched some of this show that's on Disney Plus. It's called Say Nothing. Have you heard of it?
No.
Listen, it's good, but it's really dark.
Oh.
And I think it's even more dark because it is a true story. It's about, you might have heard of the book. It was like a bestseller. And
is it about Ireland? Northern Ireland, yeah.
It's like
I own the book, but I've never read it.
It's this woman who was in the IRA, and she like basically like gave a full like readout of what she did while she was part of the IRA. And it was published like posthumously, so she said she didn't want it published until she died. And then tragically, she died of an overdose, and so it was published. And it's just really dark. I mean, I feel like I know a little. I obviously know about the Troubles, but like we were talking about it at Thanksgiving dinner, Dad was giving us the lowdown because, you know, he loves his history.
Yes, and the land of our people.
I guess I just really didn't know. I knew it was like Northern Ireland versus like the UK or England. Oh, really, it was like the people who wanted to keep Ireland out, like not ruled by England. I mean, it was a long fight.
They have a long complicated history.
Yeah, but it began in like the 1800s, but then I guess,
and it wasn't even that long ago that
I was just saying, in the 70s, I guess, I mean, they had always kind of like, I guess, persecuted the people who had wanted, or not persecuted, but you know, it was, they were like the rebels who wanted an independent Ireland. And I guess in the 70s, they really began to like persecute and oppress the Catholics in Northern Ireland. And that's when like the IRA began to become like violent, because like they talk about in the show, like as a Catholic, you couldn't get like a job. Like the best kind of job you could get was like an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were like being like violent toward, like they were just like treating them as like less than. So really like it has kind of made me think of like a lot of existential questions. Just as a note for the listeners, Kate has gone to attend to Czar. So it's just your girl right now. Let me give you just a quick soliloquy. But so basically like it's made me think a lot about like the justification of violence. Oh, she's back.
Yeah, sorry.
But we were all talking at dinner saying like this woman has to essentially like, she becomes part of the IRA. She's raised in it. So like her parents were like soldiers and like bragged about how like they spent X amount of time in prison and like it was for the cause. And like when you think of the IRA, like what do you think of? Kate doesn't think of anything. When you think of like the Troubles, what do you think of?
Like just how, you know, like how
they were troubled.
Britain is the worst.
Essentially. So that's funny because like England is the worst, but like,
and how, what's the guy's name who is in oh my gosh, my brain isn't working.
That's okay.
The guy that was in Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And how, like, he doesn't even, like, when he met the queen, or the king and queen, like didn't even kept his hands in his pockets because like that was like when they get shot if they have their hands in their pockets,
yeah,
like something like that, things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean that took place a long time before this. This was like in the 1970s, but yes, that all makes sense. But when I think of like the IRA, I think of like bombings.
Yeah, car bombing. Like when they talk about an Irish car bomb, that's yeah. what they're referring to.
And their big one was like they did a pretty substantial bombing in London. And our mom said, you know, that's like the one thing about that time that she really remembers. It was all over the news. And like they really did that because the people
in retaliation.
And like they were essentially like the woman who this book is about, she was like apparently like the mastermind behind those bombings in London. And like the big thing is like the reason she wanted to do it is because she saw like on TV that in England, like they were just like going about their lives, like nothing was really happening. But in Ireland and like Northern Ireland, it was like war, like in the streets, like there yeah. were bombings and shootings and people weren't safe. And there, she was just frustrated, like the world isn't paying attention to us. Like nobody cares what's happening over here. And so that's why she wanted to bomb London. And it's just dark because like she ends up going to prison and they yeah. go on like a hunger strike and mm-hmm. it's just like really hard to watch. It's also hard like just seeing, well, let me get back to my point is like, if you think about like, we were talking about it at dinner, like we were saying, like the reason I asked like what do you associate the IRA with is I have like a negative association with the IRA as like I think you're supposed to because they bombed and like really like they kind of like recklessly bombed,
right?
Like and killed, my understanding, like they like maimed a lot of civilians, especially in London, like 200 people were like maimed or nobody died, but because they warned them that they were coming ahead of time, so they had like an hour to figure right. it out, but like yeah. 200 people still were like hurt or maimed. And but like what our dad was saying is like if you were in that situation, you were being like persecuted and oppressed, like what would you, what totally. Do you think you would do?
Totally. So when your back is up against the wall and you don't know yeah. what, you know, what's the right answer? It's
yeah.
That's easy in hindsight to Monday yeah. morning quarterback. So
right. That being said, like maybe we bombing wasn't violence. Like the best way to go about it. I think maybe they could have gone otherwise. I don't know. I wasn't there, but obviously it's never good to be bombing people. But at the same time, also this woman like totally denounced the IRA. I think like their tactics she didn't like, which I think everyone can agree with.
Yes.
But it's really sad. I mean, it was interesting. I feel like I've learned a lot and, like, revisited Irish history. And, like, we are quite a bit Irish. So it's interesting to learn and, like, have a better understanding of it. But,
yeah. Yeah. How was Wicked?
So that's the other piece of content I consumed. I saw Wicked. Okay, I have to say Wicked was amazing. I know there's a
that
lot
makes
of...
It makes me so happy because sometimes when things are over, when I think there's so much press about something,
yeah.
I think it's going to be terrible. So I'm so happy to hear that it has lived up to the hype.
No, it was legit. Like, I was also worried. I mean, I was really excited to see it. There was so much hype around it. We, like, I feel like we had this huge, like, renaissance with Wicked when you went and saw it in, like, a while ago. And we used to listen to it all the time. Like, we...
Oh, I know everywhere.
In the car, like, we would listen to it to school. Like, I had never seen it. I never knew the story, but I knew the soundtrack so well. So I was really excited to see it. Plus, like, all the press about it. So that obviously influenced me. And I will say, like, it's clear to me that they had a huge budget. And they used every cent of it for good. Like, it was just...
Well, I actually think their budget wasn't that crazy. I think it was $150 million.
What is that in comparison to other movies?
I think other movies, it could be, like, hundreds of million. Like, $300 million. Well, so, I think they did a lot with their... Then. With their budget, and I'm so happy to hear that it was really good, and I'm excited to see it and see part. It's two parts, so.
Yeah, when are you gonna go see it?
I don't know, I just gotta find the time. Okay, let me get my reality TV recap. Okay,
go ready? For it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where should I start?
I feel like I
should
say more about Wicked because it's culturally relevant.
Yes,
I don't
tell
know.
Us
I
more.
Mean, I just want to say, like, before Kate goes into a reality TV recap, I think Ariana Grande absolutely slayed the house down boots.
I need to know the lore between her and Ethan Slater. Like, I need to be a fly on the wall. I need to know what actually went down because obviously, like, what you read in the tabloids is never correct. Like, I need the tea on his divorce, and I need to know.
I just need
to know more.
I will say that was in the back of my mind when I was watching them because in Wicked, I mean, I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but I'll just say spoiler alert. You know the story already.
Yes.
So, like, there's a character in it who's a munchkin named Bach, and Bach is, like, in love with Ariana Grande's character, Galinda. And it's not really returned, but Bach is Ethan Slater. So, like, watching the scenes, it's like, okay, at what point in when these were shot were you guys falling in love and, like, basically having an affair?
Mm, yes.
So, it's just, like, really weird to watch it, like, knowing that lore. Like, what's the timeline? Like, I need to know, was this shot before you guys got together or after?
Mm, yes.
So, but...
Ariana, if you're listening, let us know.
But... she was amazing. I thought that she really excelled. Obviously, her voice is beautiful, but she was an amazing actress.
You know, she started on Victorious as Kat, as an actress before she was a singer.
Yeah,
so it makes sense that she was a good actress.
She was so funny. She played the character perfectly. And I will say, Cynthia Erivo, I loved... I mean, have you listened to the soundtrack at all?
What do you mean?
Like the soundtrack of Wicked on Spotify?
From the live action?
No, for the movie. Yeah.
No.
I love what her voice brings to
the
music.
She's so talented.
I think that she just has a different sort of, like, depth and, like, vibrato to her. A lot to the music, and I just really enjoyed that. So, I feel like I'm just gonna say, go see it. It was really a fun watch. It was a long movie. So,
That's what I've heard. Yeah. So, okay, good. I'm excited to go see it. Okay, reality TV recap. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. There was a super powerful moment at the very end that I just want to talk about with everybody because I think it's a super, super important topic. So, I remember last time I was telling you how Mary, who was the pastor, she married her step-grandfather, you know, blah, blah, blah. So... She has this conversation with her son that's just so beautiful. If you don't watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you should watch this season. It's very good. And she's basically asking, like, how his issues with drugs started. And I think it was a tale of this time, and I think very relatable to a lot of people and how it started with marijuana. And then, like, someone gave him a Xanax, and he liked how that made him feel. And then he would take a Molly. And then he took an Adderall, and he liked how an Adderall, or cocaine, like, helped him party. And then he'd take his Xanax to go to sleep. And that is a very common way, like, way about partying. And she was talking to him, and she was just like, why? What are you doing? And he's like, I just wanted to feel something. He's like, I felt like a stain.
A stain?
Like, he just... And he was basically like, the only reason I'm still alive is because of you, like, to his mom. And she's just like, what she said was so perfect because...
What did she say?
She met him with, like, zero judgment and just, I'm here for you. Like, own your mistakes. Like, own that this is a problem and let's fix it because you still have a chance. And this speaks to our theme for today, which is gratitude. And she's basically like, do you know how lucky you are? Which sometimes I feel like this mentality can be kind of toxic. But, like, she's like, you know how many people didn't wake up today? And God is letting you wake up another day. And I think sometimes that mentality can be toxic. Of, like, you know, every day you have to be.
Yeah, I like
that. That's why I put a disclaimer. He's like, I don't love it either. But, like, I get what she was trying to say.
Yeah,
just
we,
like,
are lucky to have vocalized.
You get to continue to live this life, and, like, so many people don't have these opportunities that you have, and sometimes I think that's not helpful. Like, it's like, okay, I got it. Like, I still have this problem, though, so, like, let's fix it. But she's basically like, you are my gift. She's like, I didn't even know happiness before, like, I had you. And it's, like, very interesting because this woman, Mary, married her step grandfather, mm-hmm. essentially, when she was like 19. Like, she was really young. Like, she is a victim at the end of the day, I do think. Like, poor woman. But it was just a really beautiful moment. And I do think it was a really important lesson. Like, please, please, please do not mix your uppers and your downers. Please don't do drugs, like, recreationally at all. But please don't. I don't know. Like, it's, like, scary. You really can, you can easily have a heart attack and die in your sleep doing that kind of stuff. So just don't. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, that was just, it was just like a very powerful scene. And I would be interested to see if, when his drug use started and if it had anything to do with being on the show and the ridicule that he was probably getting from being on the show and everyone being like, oh, your dad is your like step grandpa or whatever, like step great grandpa or whatever. So
yeah, but I think look at her sticking to your gun, to her guns.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And she's like, I love you more than your dad. Don't tell him that. Like, it's like, just like such a funny, like, relatable, not relatable, but like, I don't know. It's just like a really beautiful,
probably a different kind of love.
Human moment. It is a different kind of love. Like, your love for your child, obviously not everybody feels this way, but this is my experience. My love for my I will still love them. I might not agree with them, but I will love them. Whereas Spencer, my love is conditional. If you hurt me, if you hurt our, like, and I mean like physically, obviously, hurt like our kids, if you, you know, whatever, like, okay, there are conditions to our love.
Can I challenge that?
Sure.
So tell me if I'm wrong. If you, like, say you and Spencer, for whatever reason, ended up getting a divorce, do you think that you would stop loving him?
I think it would depend on the circumstances of why we got a divorce.
Okay.
So
I just mean, like, it could be, like, you will always, like, be...
He'll always be the father of my children.
Like,
my daughters, they could be murderers, and I love them. Whereas, like, Spencer, if he can turn out to be a murderer... Bye. I'm just kidding. But, like, that's obviously a very extreme example, but...
No, I see what you mean.
A mother's love is just... It's just a different kind of love. Yeah. So,
there's many different kinds.
Both important, and... But that is just the reality. Like, you're... And I think that can be super toxic when women think that their love for their husband has to be unconditional, because it doesn't. If they're not behaving appropriately. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about briefly, that you should be bringing that same energy that you, like, if you are holding a man to a certain standard, which you should also bring that same energy to your friendships. I think it's super important that you are not letting people walk all over you.
You teach people how to treat you.
100%. 100%. And it goes both ways. Like, you should expect a lot from your friends, and you should expect a lot from your partner. And you should be the person that you would, the type of friend you would want to be, the type of partner you would want to be. And if either side is not reciprocating that, then that is just not good or healthy for you, and you don't deserve that. Okay?
Yeah. But I also personally don't believe in, like, a shutout culture. Like, you don't just, like, if someone is not treating you.
Sorry, our audio is being terrible right now.
Well, I was trying to say if someone, it depends on, like, the pattern of behavior. Like, I think depending on the type of friendship, like, you don't have to, like, cut someone out of your life. Just, like, set boundaries.
And this happens in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because everything comes back to Real Housewives, where Kyle and Dorit are having a little tiff, and because Kyle's like, we weren't actually really friends, and Dorit's like, oh, I thought we've been friends for, like, the last 5 years. And Dorit was like, friends tell each other when they're upset and have a conversation about it. I guess Kyle went on, like, Amazon Live or something. Like, it was like, oh, we're actually not really that good of friends.
Yeah.
So okay, I was thinking, you have to have a conversation and discuss.
I was thinking about something. What if I watched one of the many franchises that you're following, so I can talk about
if one. If you were to watch any of them right now, I would watch Beverly Hills or Salt Lake City.
I've heard Beverly Hills is the best, but, like, can I start just at this season?
Yeah, you can start. You can totally start with this season. Okay. I think if you were to to actually start from the season. Salt Lake City might be a little bit easier because Beverly Hills, there's 14, 15 years of backstory, whereas Salt Lake City, it's much newer. So there's only a couple years, so there's not as much depth that you need to know about. But Beverly Hills would be a good watch from season one, truly.
I can't commit to that.
Okay, then do Salt Lake City, and then when you're ready to commit, watch Beverly Hills from the very beginning.
I just want to watch it this season. I don't want to go back to the beginning of either of them.
Okay. Well, no, you could. You could, because they give flashbacks, and they give context, and you can always just text me, and I can let you know.
Okay.
So really the whole main point of this pod was just to express gratitude, because I think gratitude is how you live a long and healthy life, and I think it's something that's very, very important. And we're obviously grateful for all of our happiest girls, gays, and theys.
Yes, and there's a lot of studies that show that gratitude brings a lot of like relaxation and joy to your life. So practicing gratitude is always a good idea.
Yes.
And obviously this is the season of gratitude. So we wanted to talk about some of the things that we are grateful for and encourage everyone to practice their own gratitude daily.
Okay. I think it'd be fun if we did a rapid fire. Like I go, you go.
Also, there's studies that show that to really get at the full effects of like a gratitude practice, you can't just like say like your health.
Oh no, I'm talking like niche, random things.
You have to like kind of dig deep and think about it. Like obviously you're grateful for your health, but obviously like everyone is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone's grateful for their health, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start.
Okay, what's your first one?
I'm grateful for coffee mugs.
Ooh, okay. I'm grateful
so warm in my hands.
For when I am able to get my youngest daughter to take her bottle completely with no issues.
Slay.
Or I get a good burp. That's also a good one.
Ooh. I'm grateful for my Uggs. I just got a new pair of Uggs and they're so comfy cozy on my feet. I just want to wear them all the time. Mm.
I'm grateful for Bravo. It provides me with a lot of entertainment and I feel like I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about relationships.
Mm.
I've watched them make a lot of mistakes that I myself don't want to make.
Oh. I'm grateful for Christmas decorations.
Ooh, good one.
I just did a huge haul at Target today. I think I'm nesting. And it's just so fun and cozy.
I'm grateful for Dictator when she looked at me the other day when I was in my pajamas and I just woken up. And she goes, Mama, you look so gorgeous. I was like, I love you.
She used the word gorgeous?
Literally. I should have videotaped it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm grateful for when Dictator says, that's my Ampy.
Yeah, she gets very competitive.
I love that. That's my Ampy.
All around, y'all. I'm grateful when you go outside and it's turning from winter to spring and it's supposed to be 74 that day, but it's only in like the 60s.
Mm.
And you go outside and you have like a nice little sweater on and you get some coffee and there's dew on the grass or on the concrete.
Mm.
And you're just drinking your coffee.
The best.
And you're like, oh, we made it through the depths of hell that is winter.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that. I am grateful for the fact that we live like near the edge of Manhattan, so there's a lot of easy access to the water.
Water, yes.
And you can go out to the water and like run and have a little bit of open space.
Yes.
And that's just such a beautiful thing.
And on that same topic, I'm grateful to live in New York City because there is so much to do. Like, it's almost overwhelming how much we could do.
Mm-hmm.
We have like the best of everything, and there's always new events happening, and the best schools, the best this, the best that, and it's really just such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, grateful.
Yeah. I'm grateful for, like, the great writers and, like, things that they have written.
Mm.
I've always enjoyed reading those, and people who just, you know, write books that are just good for, you know, getting away. Those are amazing too.
I am grateful for a smooth travel day because so many things could go wrong. So when you have a smooth one, you're like, oh, I appreciate that.
I'm grateful for like different kinds of, I'm looking at dictator's tennis bag. I'm grateful for sports. I love, I've always loved competing, whether it be at the rec league level or when I was younger competitively. And that, like, that's something that we've all, like, kind of collectively as humanity kind of gotten together and said, yeah, we like doing this, and there's a lot of things created around it.
Yes. I am grateful for when I have a really solid bathroom moment, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm 10 pounds lighter. Skinny ledge.
That is, wow, that's gratitude. I love that. I am grateful for, like, a good everything shower. I had that last night. Like, I hadn't shaved my legs in so long, and I just needed to, you know, shed a layer of skin. So a good shower, yes, where you just come out feeling, like, fresh.
Yes. I'm grateful for a good nap. Not a long nap. 15 to 20 minute nap under 30 minutes. You really just wake up feeling refreshed, and you don't feel groggy.
Yep. I'm grateful for spray tans.
100%. That's on par with my health. No, I'm just kidding.
There's nothing like when you are just, like, looking in the mirror and you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling my best. And then you go and you get your spray tan, you come out and you're like, oh my god, like,
I'm a different person.
I am so hot. I look literally so good. I'm brimming. I'm full of light.
No one on this earth looks as good as me right now.
No, I'm like, I'm beach blonde tan.
Yes.
So totally stunning.
Totally agree. I am grateful for global entry and not having to wait in long custom lines.
That's a good one. Let's see.
Oh, I'm also grateful. Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
I'm grateful for the public transport system in New York City. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to put my kids in a car every day. It's going to be torture.
That will be
torture. And a walkable city.
That will be torture. Yes, I love a walkable city. That is an amazing thing to be grateful for. I am grateful for, I feel like I had one and now I've read my next one. Now
okay, we can each just do one more because I feel we're...
Okay.
You can't even think of one right now.
No, but I have so many.
Oh, okay. Well, then just start. You can just start listing them off.
Well, I don't want to go for the obvious ones because of what I literally said at the beginning. So
I'm grateful for natural sunlight.
Oh my gosh, yes. I am
a good hair day.
Good hair day. Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, I went to Great Clips and I regret it.
Oh.
How could it go wrong? She just cut like this straight across.
Is that what you asked for?
I said, please follow the layers.
Oh.
She didn't.
That was too advanced for Great Clips.
She didn't. I'm going to have to get it fixed, but it's okay. I'm grateful that this coming weekend I have a friend coming in town and that we're going to bool around.
Yes, I'm grateful for when you have a girls' dinner that's at like 5:15, so then you miss bath time and bedtime, and you just belly laugh, and you're in bed by 8.
I love being in bed by 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for needle pointing. I've really gotten into it recently, and that I, like, just have that kind of dexterity that I can needle point.
Yes.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grateful for a gorgeous sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I feel like that's a cliche one.
Yeah.
But love it.
I'm grateful for the changing of the seasons.
Yes.
How fun is that?
One.
How fun is that?
Yes.
It's ski season. Can't wait.
I'm grateful that I get to just experience so many new things through my daughter's eyes.
Oh,
just makes everything more exciting.
Grateful for Sculpt Society because
did you do a video today?
And oh man, was it painful!
It's hard, yeah.
I like actually found myself. Do you ever get angry at the instructor?
Of course.
I'll be like, she'll be like,
that is too hard.
She'll be like, I can't believe I have one more set for you. I'm like, F you.
Did you do the video I sent you today?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that one was hard.
I didn't have a ball, though.
Me either. I fast-forwarded through.
Oh, you fast-forwarded through the ball part?
Yeah.
That was the hardest part.
The ab part with the balls?
That was literally the only part that was hard.
Yeah. Well.
I feel cheated.
I skipped it.
I feel cheated.
You're going to be so much more jacked than me.
Ugh, I don't want to be. I want to be like you.
Okay. Do you have one big one that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful that I have a sister.
Oh.
This is one of the things in that really dark show I'm watching is they're sisters.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, there's nothing like it.
Nothing like a sister. It's not the same.
Like a sister thing. Czar and
dictator have each other.
One another.
I know. They really are. So blessed. I'm grateful for travel. I feel like travel is the only thing that you can spend money on, but you get richer.
Yeah, I would agree. And okay. Education.
I'm trying to think of any other. There's like so much reality. Oh, VPR canceled. Nobody's surprised by that one.
I heard on one of the like a podcast that they were saying maybe one of the reasons is because all of the people are making too much money now, so it's like not really sustainable since they've been on the show for so long.
I can see that.
The other reason would be it's time.
Yeah. I don't really see where they would have gone from there because I did not see Ariana coming back.
Mm-mm.
And really Katie coming back either for that matter. So
yeah,
I think they're all going to be better off because of it. And it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Mm-hmm. Kristen Doty's pregnant.
So happy for her.
Happy for her for sure. The Valley I think will be good this mm-hmm. year. And I think it will take the place of VPR, and I really don't want to see all the same VPR people on the Valley.
Huh. I know. I have to say, like, I'm really, I know it was a Valley hater at the beginning, like I wouldn't watch it, but it's so good. It's the new VPR.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
They did a good job with that.
Agreed. Anything else? I'm trying to think what else happened in world.
I don't know. Nothing that I know of.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I'm trying to think of, like, what happened on the Real Housewives of Potomac. Nothing, again, really to discuss. Mia is just continuing on with her antics. And I'm loving Giselle this year. Oh, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's this new woman, Bose, who I'm really liking. She seems really fascinating. And I'll tell you some tea about her when we hang up here.
Oh my goodness!
I don't want to
inside scoop.
I know. I don't want to put it out there because you just never know who's listening.
Well, but we are at about our 30 minutes. We could do our baboos.
Yes, let's do baboos. What was my baboo? Oh, read a book. Didn't do it. Didn't even start a book.
Oh, didn't even start
a book.
I know. Have you ever read The Nightingale?
It's been a busy week. Of course, that's one of my favorite books. I love historical fiction.
Okay, a friend of mine, well, do you need a book rack, first of all?
Well, no, I better read the book that you told me to read.
Oh, God of the Woods, yeah.
What was your baboo?
My baboo was to, I believe, relax this week, and I feel like I did. I had it was kind of relaxing at home, but it definitely was very relaxing today. I didn't know how much I needed just like a day. Like I typically volunteer on Saturdays and it's great, but it makes it so my Saturdays a lot of the time I'm like, oh, I gotta get up.
Right, you're planning your day around that. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have it today because it's like a holiday weekend. And I got home last night at like 9. I woke up this morning and I just was so full of joy that I had like literally nothing on my calendar.
You were untethered.
I was untethered to anything. I got to make my day be whatever I wanted it to be. And I just was so happy with that. So I got all my Christmas gifts together, or my I should say Christmas, my Christmas decorations together. Mm. I just like had a slow morning, did a little needle pointing. I drank my coffee and painted my nails. I went to the grocery store. It was just a glorious day. I worked out. It was just a glorious untethered day.
The dream.
I know. So that was lovely. So sometimes people, if you feel like you are, you know, a little run down, just make space for yourself. Hold space. Have you seen that? People are really holding
space for defying gravity.
Hold space for the need for a self-care day.
Love.
So I will say I was happy with that. Now I guess it's the week, so.
Also, I remembered that my 8th grade graduation song was not Defying Gravity. It was For Good. I've heard it said that people, was that in this movie? That people come into our lives
that
for
is part two.
A reason, bringing something we must learn. Which Go makes on. Sense. That's more of a graduation song.
are you sure?
Yes.
Maybe mine was Defying Gravity. Are you sure you didn't do both?
We might have. But I cannot imagine like a bunch of 8th graders trying to sing Defying Gravity.
It's kind of a crazy note to hit. Okay, this is such a good point.
Have you seen the video of Hannah Brenner trying to
riff? Oh, yeah.
Riff?
So good, guys. Everyone go see Wicked. It's so good. My babu for this week, I was listening again, once again, to a podcast because I guess I've had 2 3-hour flights, so I have been podcasting it up. And something that I was reminded of is the importance of like not taking life too seriously.
Mm, so good.
And
let them theory,
yes, but then also just kind of being able to like laugh at yourself.
Totally.
Laugh at life.
Totally.
And I feel like
no one gets out. I remember Dad drove me to my first day of freshman year and he said, "Kate, don't take life too seriously. Nobody makes it out alive anyway."
Yeah. I feel like I have a tendency to take life too seriously, and I think maybe I get that. That's funnily enough, like from our home life. I feel like we had a very serious childhood, which I think was just like trying to like intentionally foster us to be successful people.
But and I say this to Mom too, because she's
very serious.
Yes, and I have told her this before. If she was a nurse, if you were in healthcare, you would not be that way, because you really are constantly reminded every day that like this little thing that I think is serious is not serious
it's
at all.
It's literally not that big of a deal. So I think that I want to, my babu is to just try to not take things so seriously.
Love this.
Like 100%. Laugh a little bit more at life, because really it's not that serious.
Yes. Like when you look back on your life,
not that
you
want to
be like, you know what, I'm so glad I just kiki'd and relaxed.
I know. I think there's an art form to,
there's a balance,
there's
sure.
an art form to like not taking things too serious, but like being serious in moments that demand a level of seriousness.
Totally.
Like you can't just be like laughing everything away. Of course. I'm gonna work on trying to find that balance.
Yes.
So
I have another thing I forgot that I wanted to say to everybody, if you're still with us here. And this is back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dorit and PK.
It all comes back.
This is another thing. Beware of the man with a fragile ego. Okay,
because I thought all men had fragile egos.
Thankfully, not all do, but I do want to say that you have to be really careful, especially if you're dating a guy that is already financially set or is like a little bit older than you and looks at you as like his arm candy, and you're just going to come travel the world with me and da da da, and then you maybe want to start to do your own thing. And then they become threatened, especially when you start making your own money.
I hate that.
If you become independent and like you really could just walk away and be fine, they hate to see you coming. They hate to see you confident, secure, being able to thrive without them. So
I feel like
just
like
be very careful, because he says, "Oh, like you didn't." He basically was like, "You." He is like a toxic fragile masculinity, where he was like, "Oh, well, you." We're starting to have this success, and like you made me feel inadequate. Like tomato, 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 throwing tomatoes. Like that's so boring,
boo.
So yawn. Like your partner should be your biggest
boo.
Supporter, like cheering you on, saying this is so
She's
awesome.
Getting heated. She's getting heated over here.
Oh, like it just is so irritating when men are like that. Like why wouldn't he be happy for her success? He has no money. Like the guy is broke. Why wouldn't he just be trying to support her in whatever she can do? Like it's just so icky.
I can also see the appeal of like entering into a relationship and being like, he's taking care of me, like he, you know, I don't need to do anything or lift a finger.
But then something happens when you're like 40, 50, you know, maybe even before that, where you're like, wait a second, I want to have purpose in my own life.
Like, wait.
And find direction. And then they don't like that. They don't like that you're straying from being the beta and like becoming more of an alpha. They don't like that. Whereas like he should be propping you up and lifting you up. Like anytime I do any video, Spencer's like the first one to be like, that was really funny. That was really good. Like, what can I do? Like, do you want me to do this? Like, so that is how it should be. They should be your biggest cheerleader, okay? They shouldn't be knocking you down. That's just not cute, okay? Not good. Not good. Okay, that's all for my,
what get is on, it called? Go
my
off, girl.
Honestly,
your soapbox.
My soapbox.
No,
it's good
advice.
I got to get a czar up. We're already 11 minutes past her nap time, so.
I want to say one more gratitude before I sign off.
Oh,
it was like
okay,
1 minute. I want to say that I'm grateful for all that so many of my friends are, like, getting engaged. I will say, as a single woman, sometimes it can be hard to see, like, your friends getting engaged.
Totally.
But I think, like, that's another thing I'm trying to work on for my babu is, like, challenging my own mindset. And I will say, like, it's so wonderful to see so many of my friends happily engaged and in a loving relationship. So
yes, cheer until
let's
turn.
Party all of 2025, yes. Ladies and gents.
Start saving your money now.
Trust me. I literally talked to Dad about this while we were home. I was like, I feel like I need to put like X amount away for all of my wedding needs in 2025. Like, where should I keep that money?
Yeah. Yeah. It's expensive. It's a lot.
I know. Okay. That's all. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. Happy
Monday.
We're
grateful for you.
Yes, so grateful.
All right. Monday reset.
Let's go.
Let's go.